We learn in school that America was named for the Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci. But Rodney Broome has a different explanation, one that involves the city of his birth, Bristol, England. Mr. Broome claims that the name America was used in Bristol to describe faraway shores before it appeared in a famous 1507 map of the world. Mr. Broome notes that fishermen from Bristol, in search of cod, had fanned out across the North Atlantic some years before Columbus sailed west. The Bristol fishermen had seen Newfoundland, but kept their knowledge of those distant cod-rich waters secret. In a book called Terra Incognita, Rodney Broome reasons that the fishermen would likely have named capes and inlets on the far shore after their sponsors, and he says that they would likely have passed along secret charts with those names to the likes of John Cabot, who sailed for England in 1497. Broome further theorizes those names would have included the name of a distinguished figure in Bristol, whose Welsh family name, Ap Merrick, had recently been anglicized to A-M-E-R-I-K-E, Americk. Cabot and later mapmakers would have seen on their maps the name Americk.
Because Richard Americk was the merchant who for 20 years was involved in this fishing operation in Newfoundland.
But this is a theory. Do we have a map, an extant map anywhere, that shows the name of Amerique or America?
No,
we don't. It's a supposition, maybe a sound one, that Cabot would have seen such information, and the same information would have made its way back to Amerigo Vespucci.
It's a supposition, except in 1955 there was a major breakthrough in evidence that Cabot had in fact produced maps. An American literature professor was doing some research in Spain, and he discovered a letter in the naval archives in Spain that had been misfiled. And this letter was from an English or Bristol merchant. His name was John Day, and it was written to Christopher Columbus. And in this letter, he referred to these voyages that these Bristol merchants he'd been making. And he also mentioned that Columbus, in fact, knew about these voyages and had all the information from them. He also mentioned that Cabot had drawn maps and surveyed 900 miles of coastline. And then he further went on to say that he was going to send a copy of this map to Columbus. This letter, in fact, solidified what had previously been thought. And the evidence is very strong that there was a lot more information about in those days than people really imagined.
Well, it isn't as though we've named a major holiday for Amerigo Vespucci, but we thought we named two continents for him. So if, in fact, instead it's a Bristol merchant whom all this was really named for, tell us about the man. Tell us about our namesake.
Well, Richard Americk, he was born probably in about 1440. He became the customs officer, which was an honorary political appointment, in 1486. And so for 15 years, he was prominently involved in politics in Bristol.
Don't you think that if, in fact, the rightful source of the name America was a merchant and politician in Bristol, not a seafaring man himself, that it takes a little bit of the romance out of, either if we name things after Columbus or Vespucci or a river after Henry Hudson or a bridge after Verrazzano, those were seafaring men who explored the Western Hemisphere.
I think the role of businessmen is probably more important in many ways. They didn't write about their travels the way the discoverers and the explorers did, but they, in the background, they have probably contributed more. I think it's very important and very significant that their role be put in the right perspective.
Mr. Broome, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy talking to you.
Rodney Broome, who is the author of Terra Incognita, the true story of how America got its name.